Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishma, Sabi Mori, Rav Hillel, B'meir, Chilmecha, Zichrono Livracha, the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. And we are in Kapitel Kuf Chav Ches. We're in Psalm 128, which is a continuation of the previous idea that Hashem's assistance is helpful and necessary if we're going to be successful in any endeavor. And so therefore, we have to understand marriage and parenthood, which are the noblest of pursuits, they only can be achieved when a person has the assistance of Hashem. This Shir HaMalos that we're going to study today is often recited immediately at the end of Shabbos as the end of the V'yitein Lecha section. It also gets sung in many Yekish communities at the time of a chasana. There was a tune that was put into place. Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch instituted this to be included and sung by the choir at the end of Shabbos in the German shuls, because he wanted to make sure that the people would be able to go ahead and proceed. And proceed they did. Shir HaMalos, Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem, praiseworthy is are those who show a Yirah Shamayim, because only one who has Yirah Shamayim, only if that's the case, Yirah Shamayim is the only thing that goes through the idea of the tzaddik, that he might go against the Navera, he might go against Hashem's will. Ha'olich b'drachav, such a person walks in the ways of Hashem. Most people don't walk too much in the path established by Hashem. They seem to follow it, but they're using it as derech anashim melumada, as people who are creatures of habit. So here, David HaMelech is pointing out to us that the fear of Hashem is praiseworthy when you go in the ways of Hashem. And so if that's the case, when you eat the fruit of your labors, it's good for you. You know, Ben Zoma used this pasuk to describe the rich person, the one who is rich, and why is that? So the Radak points out that honest labor benefits the body and the soul, and so therefore a person should always strive to support himself by his own effort rather than living on other people. When a person works and eats from his own labor, the Tanav Elio points out that he's calm. When a person is supplied by other people, he gets upset and agitated. If you're constantly not working at your own business, you're always tolo b'nasacherim, you're waiting for what everyone else thinks and does. That's a big problem, and it causes a lot of discord. So the better work that you do, the better way it is. Yigia kapecha, when you do an honest day's work, ashrecha b'tov lach, it's praiseworthy for you. Eshtecha kigefen poriyah, when your wife is like a fruitful vine in the chambers of your home, and that is to say, when the Jewish woman finds her best place in the privacy of her own home, she gets comfortable there, she's content, she raises her children healthily, and then her husband can go to work with an easy heart. And so we say, Eshtecha Yigevim Poria, she's like the greatest situation. She'll also be able to have children, and she'll save her beauty just for you, and she'll be a tenua, banecha kishesilei zesim sabav l'shochanecha, and then your children will be like olive shoots, all the trees, except branches from different types of trees that are grafted onto them. And so therefore, but no branch can be grafted onto an olive tree. It only goes with its own type. And so a person who has an eshtecha, a woman who is modest, So too the person who has a wife who's confident that her children, he can rest assured at night that the children are like the olive shoots. He knows that they're uniquely his. Hineki chenyevor is around your table. Hineki chenyevorach gaver yirei Hashem. That this is the way that a person who fears Hashem is blessed, right? The good fortune is a blessing. Yivarecha Hashem Yitzion. So Hashem should give you bracha from Tzion. Urei b'tov Yerushalayim kol yamei chayecha. Right, you should see the goodness of Tzion all the days of your life. Urei vanim levanecha. What a wonderful bracha. Right, may you see the children of your children. In other words, you should have such a long life that you're able to enjoy the company of your grandchildren, says the Radak. Shalom al Yisrael. It will bring peace on Tam Yisrael. The Gemara in Ksubas explains, if your children have children, this will preserve the peace in your family and in Am Yisrael. If you don't have children, then your wife will have to go into Yibum, and that creates a friction because it causes all sorts of trouble. And so therefore, the ideal is Urei Vanim Levanecha Shalom Al Yisrael, which could come with the process of Kibbutz Galios. What a wonderful bracha in our own homes, that we should be able to stay close and honest with our homes, and in return, we should be a merit to achieve Shalom Al Yisrael. Have a fantastic, amazing day.